Hello and welcome to the No Filter with Kobo podcast. I'm Elsie Ruiz Alvarado. It's been nearly a few years since a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association that found that certain chemical sunscreen ingredients may be absorbed through the skin at higher levels than previously believed. While the FDA has remained firm that this does not mean the ingredients are unsafe or that individuals should stop using chemical sunscreens, the findings have leaned many sunscreen users towards mineral protection. For formulators having to meet this demand, we have a great formula which can be a great solution for you. The formula of the month we are featuring is our mineral spray sunscreen. It is a mineral sunscreen spray with a high active concentration. We will discuss the cobalt ingredients used, their purpose and formula, and offer some background so that you can create similar and effective formulas such as this one. To kick off the conversation, let me introduce one of our application specialists in Brazil, Isabella Bagni Nakamura. Hi, Isabella. Welcome to No Filter with Kobo. It's nice to have another opportunity to talk with you.
Hi, Elsie. Thank you so much for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
Isabella, since it's not your first time, there may be some new listeners. So, you know, maybe if you could share with us again a little bit about yourself and what you're doing at Kobo these days.
Yeah, sure. It's always a pleasure to talk about you and to the Kobo's podcast. And these days I've been working at Kobo Brazil's app lab as application specialist, managing and running internal and customer projects, basically, and also developing cosmetic formulations to explore the role potential of Kobo's products.
Great. Thanks for sharing, Isabella. Let's go ahead and get started with learning all about this formula. So for the first question, can you tell me a little bit about what inspired our laboratories to create this mineral-only spray sunscreen? And was there a benchmark? But also, please mention the spray type, the application packaging that this formula was developed for.
Yeah, this formula was designed to be practical in the application and reapplication of high protection sunscreen before and during exposure. And to this development, there was no specific benchmarking, just the target of being an SPF 50 with a light sensorial. And talking about the packaging, at the app lab, our packaging tends to be quite standard, you know. That is, we cannot always count on the development of the packaging with the development of the formula. Sometimes they don't, are just combined. However, we looked for a packaging that would not generate a closed and directed spray, you know, but rather a more open fan with a mist sensation for this formula.
Okay, I see. So, you know, in the end, sprays, lotions, and sticks, if applied as per the instructions, can all do an equally solid job of protecting you from, you know, the wrinkle and cancer-causing effects of UV rays. Since, you know, each one works, it comes down to which type you personally prefer, right? So you can increase the so that way you can increase the odds of using it more regularly. Spray sunscreen score points for being super easy to apply, not to pick on any gender in particular, but it's a great goop-free option for hairy skin areas like a hairy chest.
Yeah, sure.
So for the next question, I'd like to know what combination of ingredients is providing the high SPF of this product?
Yeah, this formula has an interesting combination of ingredients that make it achieve its high SPF. We only used physical and dispersion filters, that is titanium dioxide and zinc oxide already dispersed in an oily vehicle, which helps us a lot with the issue of suspension and stability in this formula. Very important points. We choose to use the INQP70TMD and NHP60MZHSG dispersions, both with a high percentage of solids, 64 and 57% respectively, and with a small primary particle size, which is 35 nanometers for both of them, which makes it easier to obtain a high protection with low white cast. In addition, we are using our SunBoost ATB, our SPF and PFA booster, to help with protection without compromising sensorial effects.
Okay, great. Thank you. I have, in fact, received feedback in the past from formulators that Kobo's attenuation grade dispersions provide not just SPF, but low whitening. They help with low whitening and improve physical and chemical stability. That pretty much agrees with what you're commenting, that the dispersions help with the issues of suspension and stability. Okay, so moving on, Kobo has many UV attenuation offerings in both titanium dioxide and zinc oxide. How did you narrow down which ones to work with? You know, in other words, why did you choose these in particular?
Yeah, the challenging of developing a product with high SPF involves an intelligent choice of ingredients that guarantee some protection without compromising the sensorial feeling. And we know that sunscreens in general are quite oily because of the ingredients, which cause a heavier and stickier feeling during the application. And the zinc and titanium dispersions used in this formula are carried in vehicles with excellent sensorial properties. The isononyl isononanoate together with a dimethicone for the INQP70TMD dispersion and the C1315 alkane for the NHP60MZHSG dispersion. So we can use them in high concentration without grease sensory in the application. And this is one of the reasons that they are chosen. Furthermore, both have low viscosity, ideal for sprayable system, and both dispersions have solids treated with polyhydroxystearic acid, a Kobo treatment that improves the dispersibility, suspension, and physical stability of the powders, and give them a creamy feel. So, yeah, we had a lot of reasons to choose them.
Thanks, Isabella. You know, this question actually was the same question. The question that I asked you is the same question that one of my customers asked me recently. I did end up suggesting dispersions. There are some advantages for using dispersions, just as you said. You know, they are process and environmentally friendly as well, meaning, you know, that less energy is required and less waste is produced. They tend to be cost effective and time saving, just to name a few advantages. Here's the thing: when you choose to work with the dispersions, Kobo's dispersions, we've already reduced the challenges of the potential for these materials in their straight powder form to aggregate. Aggregates reduce the protection of the formula against UV light and scatter visible light, which increases whitening and ashiness. Formulators can rest assured that these challenges are minimized by the use of these dispersions. This is likely the greatest advantage. Okay, so now moving on. Isabella, why was it decided to add an SPF booster? What other attributes besides the boosting effect does SunBoost ATB add to the formula?
Well, in this case, the booster is essential to guarantee a high and balanced SPF with good sensation and easy application. SunBoost ATB Natural has a strategic combination of ingredients that help prevent oxidative stress, irritation, and skin inflammation. Argania spinosa kernel oil mainly contributes to promoting hydration and preventing sensitive skin from becoming inflamed. Also, visible oil has a very evident anti-inflammatory and calming action, which helps prevent the formation of the solar erythema, that is burns after exposure to the sun. And tocopherol acetate is mainly responsible for these ingredients and antioxidant action, helping to prevent damage caused to the cellular DNA. Furthermore, SunBoost ATB Natural can be used in various types of formulations, anhydrous systems, oil in water, and water in oil emulsions, in concentrations ranging from 3 to 5% ideally. which allow achieve higher SPF and UVA protection.
Great, thanks, Isabella. How did you know how much of each mineral dispersion and booster to use to achieve the SPF desired for this formula?
Well, Kobo has an amazing internal tool, which is exclusive for customers. Call it sunscreen calculator to estimate in silico SPF and PFA of the formulas. I always use it to estimate the UV protection of my formulas. It's helpful because you can consider the mineral filters and the boosters in the equation. So the amount of each ingredient is easy to determine. Of course, it's an estimation. In this case, for example, we are expecting an SPF 50 and actually we achieved a 67. So
right. Well, I mean, the fact is that it's important to keep in mind that with the use of a calculator, the influence of the actual formula on the overall efficacy is very important. I mean, there's other ingredients, your actives, your film formers, the formulation type, which will affect the result. So therefore, the calculated estimates cannot replace the proper SPF and PFA testing of the final product. So it's important to just keep those things in mind. Okay, and for this formula in particular, how was the SPF tested?
Here in Brazil, it's common to use the ISO method to do screening tests. And in this case, specifically, we decided to run the tests in vivo with three volunteers. And we are using the mineral filter, of course, but we are still using a booster, which acts as an anti-inflammatory and antioxidant agent in the skin, avoiding the appearance of erythema. So the in vivo version of this test is so important to really get the booster effect.
Okay, I see. All right. Thanks, Isabella. So I'm going to move on now to some of the other materials in this formula besides the UV end. What are the esters Salicose 99 and Cosmo 43V contributing to, or maybe better stated, what is their function in this formula?
Salicose 99 is the main vehicle of this formula, acting as a carrier for the other ingredients in order to contribute to the structure of a homogeneous and stable liquid. Furthermore, is it the same vehicle as one of the mineral filter dispersion that we are using in large quantity, which contributes to the physical chemical compatibility of the system? Salicose 99 has an excellent sensorial property and has good spreadability, quick drying, and low oily residual. And Cosmol 43V is contributing to the stability of the system, helping to suspend the mineral filters and helping with the miscibility of the silicone with the rest of the oils present in this structure.
Okay, thanks. Before I move on to the next question, I just wanted to note for our listeners that these materials in particular, the two esters we mentioned, Salicose 99 and Cosmol 43V, have geographical restrictions, and we cannot distribute them everywhere. If you're interested in these products, however, please reach out to your account manager and they can lead you on how to obtain them. Okay, and now, so I did notice the use of a gelatin in this formula. What is its main function and formula?
Yeah, we used GOS-10M5 in this formula, fumed silica gelant with jojoba esters, very indicated to help suspend mineral filters and other powders like pigments, for example. As a spray formulation, this structure must have a very low viscosity to be able to be sprayed without clogging the valve, you know. And GOS-10M5 can help with suspension without compromising viscosity, that is, without giving viscosity to these oils, in addition to providing an excellent sensation during the excellent feeling during the application.
Okay, yeah, and I'd like to just elaborate a little bit on what the gelants actually are. The fumed silica gelants are pre-dispersed, high-purity silica, homogenized in a range of natural oils, such as the jojoba you mentioned, However, we also offer in silicone oils or esters. These gelids basically provide a more manageable and dust-free way to work with fumed silica. They are equally great for oil phases and anhydrous formulas. Okay, so I just want to move on now to the attributes. So part of the attractiveness of this formula is that it has good wear. This is a very desirable attribute of sunscreens. So can you please explain what in this formula is being utilized to achieve good wear properties?
In this formula, we are using CoboGuard 5400 CCT, a powerful oil phase film former that helps with water repellency without damaging the sensorial and guarantees protection. It is a hydrogenated polycyclopentadiene resin in caprylic caprylic triglyceride, a very well-known emollient used by the cosmetic industry in sunscreens. It's also an easy to apply film former in the formula, which helps us maintain light sensorial and the super high protection.
Thanks, Isabella. You know, for sunscreens to be their most effective, it's so important for them to withstand sweat and swimming. I mean, there's a need for consistent SPF protection, even when you've been submerged in water or sweating. So it's important. It's more or less an essential for anyone who's active or spends a lot of time outside. Okay, so this formula feels really nice on application. This is another desirable attribute for sunscreens: ease of application and nice feel. What product or products is contributing to these aesthetics in this formula?
Well, the excellent sensorial of this formulation is the result of the combination of dispersions with emollients, of course, as we mentioned it previously. But there are still two ingredients that contribute a lot to the good sensorial in the application and use of the sunscreen, which are Cobo SMC BNS 9 and the MSS 500-38. Cobo SMC BNS 9 is a non-plastic replacement for methyl methacrylate cross-polymer and adds a ball bearing effect that is promotes glide on the skin and easy of application, especially in more fluid formulas. And MSS 500-38 is a silica with high oil absorption power and low particle size that enhances the elegant, natural-looking mattifying effect and also contributes to the soft focus. And this silica is very important for the matte and dry effect of this product without oil residue.
Great, thank you. So we've now gone through all the Cobo ingredients and formula. What about the manufacturing procedure? Can you please describe the process for our listeners, providing any specific manufacturing advice, tips, precautions, and special equipment required?
Well, this is probably one of the simplest formulation process ever, because you just have to add the ingredients one by one to the main container and mix well for about 10 minutes at a minimum speed of 1,200 RPM, more or less, and it's ready. And there's no need for heating or the use of more powerful mixers. That's cool because it's a super possible formula for small companies, for example, or those just starting their production and don't have like fancy machinery or to manufacture sunscreens. And one tip, just the main points that I would like you to know, is about the packaging. It's better to package this product in a number of packaging with a homogenizing agent inside, such as a stainless steel bowl, with the phrase "shake well before use" on the label to ensure that the product will be well homogenized before the use.
That's great advice, Isabella. Thank you for that. Okay, so I only have two more questions, and this is something I'm trying a little differently than I do some of my other podcast episodes. So on the next two questions, let's shake things up a little bit and get a little bit more creative for a minute. What if you wanted to make this sunscreen with a subtle, glowy effect? What cobalt products would you suggest that could be added to this formula?
That's an excellent question. I would certainly recommend one of our effect pigments, probably one with a small particle size so that the glow effect is subtle and soft, such as KTZ Fine White, for example, an excellent effect pigment for anhydrous systems and emotions that promote a soft and natural glow. Or also Cobalt Mica S25, a very versatile ingredient that helps with the glow effect without adding any white background to the formula.
Great suggestions. And they're so easy to add in the formula. I'm sure you'd agree with me. Okay, and for the last question, is there any other cobalt ingredient that you would add to this formula which could create a unique experience or attribute to this formula? Other than all the attributes that we've already added, what else would you add?
Well, we can mention our pigment dispersions that would contribute to a tinted effect in this product, enhancing protection against radiation and improving the use, as it would offer some level of coverage for the skin. Some consumers just love this. As an example, I can mention our transparent iron oxide dispersions available in many carriers. They have smaller particle sizes than the regular iron oxides and are available in red and yellow. And they are particularly useful to provide a light shade in the formula's batch while maintaining a natural finishing on the skin when applied. And depending on how much is used in the formula, they can also contribute to UVA and UVB protection, which is amazing. And certainly using a tinted spray sunscreen would be a very different experience for the customer.
Wow, I couldn't agree more. Good idea, Isabella. Okay, anyway, so that's all the questions I have. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. As always, your participation and expertise is always appreciated. I'm sure our listeners picked up some good tips and are ready to get to work on some mineral sunscreens. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's always a pleasure. I can't wait to share this episode.
Yes, please do share. Thanks, Isabella. Okay, so for all those who tuned in, once again, we appreciate you listening through and hope that you found this episode to be informative and of some value to you. Our intent is to get you inspired to create formulas such as the one just discussed. If you would like to see the complete formula and want to know more about the ingredients discussed, go back to the description of this episode where you will find links to the formulas and literature of the ingredients mentioned. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to your account managers as they are always ready to support. Also remember that on social media at Cobalt Products, you will find pictures of the products and application. This podcast has been created by the content team at Cobalt Products Incorporated. Cobalt Products is a raw material cosmetic manufacturer and distributor specializing in treated pigments and dispersions. Be sure to follow us on Spotify or the platform of your choice so that you don't miss any episodes. Have a beautiful day, take care, and see you all next time.